Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Good morning, 7:12 in the morning, Thursday morning. Chad Hirschberger filling in once again for Mark Lawrence. And we have some guests in the studio this morning joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Lois Passy is the local vision chair and a member of Women United. Good morning, Lois.
Good morning.
Oh, we got to get you near the microphone.
Good morning.
Now everybody can hear you. Good morning. And we have Liz Hendricks with us as well. She's also a member of Women United, and she helps with outreach and marketing efforts with that group. So good morning to you, Liz.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And Joanne Troutman is here. She's the president and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way.
Hello. Good morning.
Not a stranger to this program. So welcome to all three of you. We're going to be talking about the Greater Susquehanna Valley Women United group, and you have some initiatives coming up. And I said this morning that I only fill in for Mark, but I've already, this is at least the second time I've talked to your group, so it's nice to have you here this morning. And you have an event coming up in November that we want to talk to everybody about. Local Vision is having a fundraiser brunch. So Lois, tell us a little bit about that. What is the brunch all about?
The brunch is going to be happening at Isabella's Restaurant, which is a fantastic place in Sealands Grove. It's going to be on Saturday, November 2nd from 11 to 1. $25 per ticket. And we're also going to be having a silent auction while we're there. Lots of baskets, chocolate themed. If you have a dog, there'll be a basket there to make your dog happy. There'll be a yoga basket, all kinds of stuff like that.
And you're raising money for what?
We're raising money for Local Vision, which is working with what we call the ALIS population. The ALIS population basically is those people who work and make enough money that they don't qualify for benefits that people in poverty do, but they're living paycheck to paycheck, struggling to make ends meet. It's not uncommon that one unexpected bill just causes everything to unravel. So we're really working to create an infrastructure to try to support people like that.
And how, if somebody is in that situation, how do they get connected to maybe get some help? You're raising funds for them, so how do they get that help?
Well, they can call the United Way. We have people call us over various issues. For example, my car just broke down, and if I don't have a car, I can't get to work, and I'm going to lose my job. Well, we have a car transportation program now where they can take out a very small loan for a high-mileage car and hold on to that job. We have a gap fund. So perhaps somebody's changing jobs. They haven't gotten their first paycheck yet, but a bill is going to come due before that paycheck comes in. We have a fund that will help them and pay that one bill just to keep them from falling behind. So they can call us, and we can try to help them to just kind of keep things afloat.
So, Liz, you're in charge of marketing and outreach. Tell us a little bit about Women United and the importance of the organization.
excuse me. Women United, I've been involved with it probably for about 18 months, maybe 2 years. And what really drew it to me was it is a group of women that are all coming together because they have a real passion for helping their neighbors and building stronger communities and helping everyone to live better lives. It's one thing to, you know, write a check and donate some money, which is always helpful, and I fully support that. But what I love about Women United is the programs like Lois just mentioned. You can really see that it may be a simple thing to set up this ride for a dad who needs to support his family and get to work to support his family. It's a small thing for us who may not have ever experienced something like that, but to that family, it is a lifesaver. It's a life jacket when you think that you're drowning. And I think that the immediate impact, the immediate you see the immediate results of the good work that you're doing is so fulfilling.
So, Joanne, Women United is connected with the United Way. How does that work? Kind of explain that structure and how that this organization is connected with United Way.
Sure. Women United is an arm of United Way, and I really think it's a core of, as Liz said, women who just really care about making our community a better place. It's grassroots on some level. You know, it isn't just a typical women's giving program. It's giving time. You know, often we'll send a call out to our Women United about, you know, hey, this family needs somebody to do this, or hey, we're doing a poverty simulation. Can you help? And so it's kind of a natural group of volunteers that we at United Way can go to kind of support our overall initiatives. And so Women United's three arms really follow the pillars that United Way follows: education, financial stability, and health. You know, we've got local vision under the financial stability initiative. Health, we've got healthy crockpot cooking classes. And then education, we also do the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library through Women United.
So Lois, if I want to participate in the fundraiser on November the 2nd, how would I do that?
You can call the United Way, and we'll get you set up if you, and that would be at 570-988-0993. You can also go onto our website and purchase a ticket that way, and that's gsvuw.org.
You mentioned the baskets and the silent auction, and you said chocolate, and I didn't have breakfast yet, so that made me hungry. Where are those baskets coming from? Are they donated by folks that are associated with your organization?
Yes, and that's exactly the grassroots effort that Joanne was talking about. Basically, the women in Women United are each donating the baskets.
So, Liz, how many people are involved in the organization?
Gosh, I think we have probably about 12 or so on the steering committee. And, you know, women have friends, and we're always grabbing our friends, come to this brunch, come to our storybook reception, learn a little bit more about what the organization is doing and how you can be involved or make an impact in that way. The brunch is a great way to get introduced to Women United, to see what it is, the kind of things that we're doing. And I also wanted to make sure that we give a shout out and a huge thank you to the sponsors for our brunch. The Central Susquehanna Community Foundation, the First Community Foundation Partnership of Pennsylvania, and a big shout out and a big hug out to our Family Practice Center partners. Lois took care of that one for us. So Isabella's, who has been so great to work with. Stacey Napoli is on our committee too. And when she joined us, I remember the first meeting I saw her come to, she was so excited. She was like, I want to do something for you guys. I want to host something at our restaurant. I think it's a great fit. And she was so excited to kind of jump in. I was going to say dip her toe. No, she jumped in, cannonballed into our group and is pulling together such an incredible, beautiful event. I'm sure it's going to be delicious.
The brunch, is this the first time you've done this?
It's the first time we've done brunch. Last time we did dinner.
Do you have any expectations, crowd size, what you're looking for?
We're hoping to have 70 people there.
80, Lois. 80. 80 is the max that we can get in the room. I want 80. I want a waiting list. I want people to be like champing at the bit to get in. It's going to be a fun time. And it's a fun time for a really important cause.
And that, again, is on November the 2nd, 11 to 1. And we already mentioned how you can get tickets. All of you are going to be with us. We're going to do another segment at 7:40, and we can talk a little bit more about the brunch and some other things going on. Joanne has some more stuff going on with the United Way that we can talk about as well. So stay tuned. We'll talk again in just about 20 minutes right here on WKOK Sunrise.
Politics, sports, entertainment. Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
The big man's radio voice should say community, too. We've got community stuff to tell you about, and as we talked about earlier here on WKOK Sunrise, we have guests with us in the studio this morning. from the Women's United Group, which is a part of the United Way of the Greater Susquehanna Valley. And with us is Lois Passy. She is the chair of Local Vision and a member of Women United. Liz Hendricks is here. She's the outreach and marketing guru with Limited Women United. Isn't that what your card says?
I love it. Okay. Guru, yes, of course.
And then Joanne Troutman, who I said earlier off air, she does everything else.
And that's so not,
I don't know about that. I've got a great team.
President and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. So welcome back to all of you. We talked in the first segment this morning about the fundraiser brunch, which is coming up on November the 2nd. That's Saturday, 11 to 1 at Isabella's Restaurant in Sealands Grove. That's going to benefit Women United and their Local Vision Initiative. So if folks are just waking up and they missed it, do you want to give us a quick recap of the brunch and what people can expect and where they can get tickets?
Absolutely. You can wake up a little bit late on November 2nd because the brunch is from 11 to 1, as you mentioned, at Isabella's Restaurant in Sealands Grove on Market Street, 23 South Market Street, $25 a ticket. We will be having a silent auction, lots of baskets to choose from, and just a great deal of fun and wonderful food.
And mimosas. I forgot to say that the first time.
Again, since we last spoke, I still haven't had breakfast. So, tell us where to get tickets to, Lois.
You could either call the United Way, 570-988-0993. Or go on our website, gsvuw.org.
You know, the breakfast sounds good. You know you're helping a good cause. But I think sometimes it really helps to hear the stories. And you were telling me between the segments here about a couple of things, stories that are happening of people that you have helped with Women United. Do you want to share some of those with us this morning?
Sure. Just very recently, I got a call from the Area Agency on Aging in Lewisburg. There was an older couple that wound up having to leave their apartment. They had a bed bug situation, and they had to leave all of their furniture behind. So the Area Agency on Aging was able to put them into a new apartment, but they had no furniture, nothing at all. And we put out the feelers, and women came forward, and I have a chair, I have a dining set, I have something, I have a bed frame, Local Vision purchased a mattress, and we even had several of those women got together Sunday evening at 6 p.m., which is not the usual work hours, but they drove their trucks over there just to deliver this stuff, and we now have pictures of the new set-up apartment, and they're all settled in.
And probably some smiles on their faces, knowing that they were helped by the community.
Right.
You're also saying about a group that raised some money for you as well. Does one of you want to talk about that?
I'm going to throw that back to Lois.
Yeah, absolutely. The Milton School District.
Right. We have a program called Put a Child to Bed. And the schools are really stepping up. The kids in the honor societies are really excited about this. Basically, to get a mattress, bed frame, and mattress protector is $200. So the kids are taking on the project of raising $200. And the Milton Middle School really blew me away because I came in on a Monday morning, opened up my email, and they said, oh, we already had our dance and we raised $1,200.
Wow.
So they raised money for six beds. You know, we went recently to celebrate this. The library was just jam-packed with the kids that participated. And there were two kids that were sitting shyly in the corner, and the teacher called on them and said, how come you're not standing with a group? You were part of this effort. Oh, well, we weren't in the dance. Oh, yeah, but you really did a lot to help. These two children made handmade scrunchies at home with their sewing machines, 75 of them, and sold them for $1 a piece.
Wow.
That's so cool. Yeah.
So, and they talked from their hearts about how important it was to them to give beds to the kids in their community that didn't have beds.
That's excellent.
And I think that if you had asked me a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I don't know that I would have been, I don't know that I would have recognized that there are people right here in our communities where that don't have beds for their children. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of put myself in their place? How would I feel as a parent that I wasn't able to, you know, give my kid a comfortable place to sleep? Or gosh, think of what it must feel like to a kid to sleep on the floor or something and then have to get up and go to school and be normal and get their schoolwork done. And God, I love sleeping. I can't imagine not having a bed. And being a part of this group has really opened my eyes to the need that we have right here in our own backyards. And I love the idea that, yeah, we are a group of adult women, but we're out there encouraging and championing the next generation of givers and of fundraisers and of compassionate people for our communities. It's absolutely incredible.
And the Central Susquehanna Valley is, as long as I've lived here, and I've been here about 25 years, has always been good at responding to the needs of people that are in the area. We have some very giving people. And the United Way is an agency that helps to promote that and kind of helps to connect us. There's a couple of things that Joanne wanted to talk about this morning as we shift some gears here. And talk about a little bit about the jeweling presentation that's going to be coming up that United Way is involved in.
Sure. So we have a behavioral health and addiction impact council, and where we work under the umbrella of United in Recovery with our opioid coalitions. And we are doing a jeweling / if you don't know what jeweling is, it's vaping presentation. We're actually doing two. We're taking the show on the road. So October 22nd, next Tuesday, we'll be at Midwest High School from 6 to 7:30. And the following Tuesday on October 29th, we'll be at Mount Carmel from 6 to 7:30. So that's open to the public, not just restricted to the people in that school district. And Evangelical Community Hospital is going to come and present some information about that. We will have a panel, and we'll be talking, focusing a lot on sort of the recent medical news related to vaping. And there will also be materials. So parents, grandparents, community members can come and see what these look like, what jeweling, vaping merchandise looks like. There's hoodies now that you can get and vape with a hoodie. This is stuff, I mean, it's sort of ingenious, right? It's like evil genius.
use your talents for good, people.
That's right. Seriously. And then we'll also have our hiding in plain sight. So parent mock teen bedrooms. So parents and grandparents and guardians can come and see how kids might be hiding drug paraphernalia or anything else in their rooms. And it's again, evil genius. Like it's fascinating the things that people make.
So the presentation's designed more for education and information. Maybe it's a parent who knows their child has those habits, or maybe it's just want to get some information.
Well, yeah, and it's, I think that the thing to note about this, vaping has a very high concentration of nicotine, so it's very easy to get addicted very quickly to those. So, you know, we have been talking about the fact that, you know, consequences are often the school confiscates their vaping materials, but then how are we helping kids to address their addiction? And it's, you know, that's a real challenge. And so there'll be some experts there to talk about that.
And it seems like at one time there was a stigma that vaping isn't as bad for you.
Correct.
As cigarette smoking, tobacco use, and recent news stories prove that that may not be the case. So a good opportunity for folks to learn more about it and get some information. You want to give us the dates and times for
sure.
Places again?
Yeah, October 22nd, next Tuesday from 6 to 7:30 at Midwest, and October 29th, the following Tuesday from 6 to 7:30 at Mount Carmel.
All right, so we've talked to, oh, by the way, I was thinking they should put their skills to use that could build beds for the kids
oh
that need
it. Oh my gosh.
Instead of the
genius.
Vaping sweatshirts.
That's good genius.
Yeah.
That's good genius. Not evil genius.
Yeah. So as we wrap up here this morning, any final thoughts from any of you on your work with the United Way and with Women United and being involved in the community? Any last minute things you want to tell the audience this morning that they should remember or reiterate things we've already talked about, because some other folks in the last 10 minutes have woken up now. So they may not have heard us earlier.
Well, we're hosting our It Takes a Village brunch on Saturday, November 2nd at Isabella's Restaurant in Sealands Grove. Tickets are $25, a delicious meal provided by Isabella's and Mimosas. And it's 11 to 1 p.m.
Mimosas?
And if you're
dance and then sleep.
Right? Exactly. If you are interested in tickets or want to learn more about the event, head over to the United Way website, gsvuw.org, for Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. We also wanted to make sure that our sponsors know how much we appreciate their sponsorship. So huge thanks to First Community Foundation, Partnership of Pennsylvania, Central Susquehanna Community Foundation, and Family Practice Centers.
I'm going to give Lois the last word. Tell us why you're involved in all of this.
Because it brings out the best of human beings. You know, when I see kids, going home and sewing scrunchies for other people, it makes me feel alive.
And really helps to make the fabric of where we live so much better. So glad that you all were here this morning. Again, we've been talking to folks associated with Women United and the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. Lois Passy, she's the local vision chair, which is part of the Women's United group. It's an initiative and project that called Local Vision. You can find out more about that on the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way website, too. And Liz Hendricks is here. She is a member of Women United. She helps with outreach and marketing, and she is a guru. I'll say it again. And Joanne Troutman, the president and CEO of the United Way. So thank you, ladies, for being here this morning and sharing this information. Make sure that you get those tickets for that brunch. Again, it's on November the 2nd, 11 to 1 at Isabella's in Sealands Grove.